Just want to give you a brief update of the excursion down to Haiti. I was down there to teach in the Haiti Bible Institute, and these were the students in the associates class, the cohort we call it. They stay together in one class, and in front are all the professors. On the far right is Jim Burse. He's the president of On Target Ministries, and he established the Haiti Bible Institute. So these are the 19 students that graduated with their associate's degree. It took them 4 years to complete that. So it's been 32 classes in 8 modules. It was a delight to be able to work with them. This is all of the students, the associate's degree and the bachelor's degree. We had 6 graduate with a bachelor's degree. There were several others in the course, but still had work yet to fulfill, so they will graduate at a later time. But these guys are really, really committed to the task. It is 8 straight days of 12 hours a day in class. So it's grueling for them, and by day 6 they start showing a little bit of fatigue, so we have to really help them out. But I taught eschatology, the study of end times, and then also I was part, they're right here, they're taking the eschatology exam. And then also I was on a panel that gave oral examinations. They had to present in writing the 10 systematic theologies, Christology, Bibliology, Soteriology, all of those. And they had to present it in writing. And then the day of their oral examination, they were told which theology they needed to present. So they would then sit down at the table in the front of the class, and they would present a synopsis of that, their position on one particular theology, and then we would ask them questions, and they would have to answer them. And after the professor panel, then we would open up to the classes as well for them to ask questions. They were graded on 3 criteria: one is their preparation, how well they presented it in writing, and then secondly, during their presentation and their defense of it, they were graded on how well they could think on their feet in answering questions. And then thirdly, as they answered, did they use the scriptures to give their answers in these theologies? So some of them did really, really well. Some of them were still struggling a little bit. 8 of the students were invited to move on to earn their bachelor's degree. So it'll take them another 4 years to do that. So, because, you know, they only go down to 2 modules every year, and there's 4 classes each module. So, yeah, there's very, very high expectation in this, and the students are very, very committed to the task, but it's making a difference in Haiti, and we're very glad to see what's going on. So, they graduated, the 19 students, earning their associates, and then 6 of them earned their bachelor's degree. The professor's lined up over there on the left, and Jim is handing out a diploma right there, a certificate. His name is Jeslin. Predestin is the director of the orphanage down there, and he is the one that invites all the students to apply, pastors to apply for Haiti Bible Institute. Jeslin is Predestin's associate. Predestin is also a pastor of a church besides managing and running the orphanage down there, and Jeslin is an associate. That book is Instrument in the Redeemer's Hands. And that's the French version of it. And each one of the students was given a copy of that, as well as a study Bible, upon their graduation. So this is Predestin. This is in his office at the orphanage. That computer, everything was done. All of his income for the orphanage, everything, is based on donations. So whatever comes in, that's what they can use. And sometimes a computer gets donated and he gets to use that. Predestin is a really good administrator. He spends a lot of time on the phone arranging things. These are some of the clothes that I took down in that lovely heart suitcase. You remember that thing? So the boys have their pants, and the girls had dresses. Some of them were really quite happy about it. This is Sonise. She's on staff there. She does all the paperwork, legal paperwork for all the kids in the orphanage. And this is Tina. She's one of the people on staff as well. This is the kids in the big pavilion in the center of the orphanage. They're eating dinner time. This is what they eat every time, rice and beans. And then the next time they eat beans and rice. And every once in a while they eat some meat. Somebody gave me some funds to give to Protestants, so I gave them to him, and he says, oh, great, I'll be able to buy some meat for the children, some chicken. He says, they really, really like to be able to eat chicken. No, it's not that. It's not something they get every meal. But this is a mealtime. This is the kitchen. So the team that's going down to Haiti next year, this is what you're going to be cooking in. So it's obviously it's meant. Those are big gas burners there, and obviously they're meant for very large amounts of food. This is the roof of the pavilion. This guy here, they store their dishes up in the rafters of the pavilion. That's what he's doing. He's climbing up on the wall and getting his plate down. And there's a picture of all the plates up there in the rafter. That's where they store them. All right. So Predestin says, you know, what, we want to build something a little better. So right there on that wall, he wants to build a shelf so that they can store their plates instead of having to climb up in the rafters to get their plates. So that's one of the things that can be done. This is the laundry room. What you see is what's there. That's the laundry room. Okay. That's the only light coming into the room is the doorway in which I'm standing. So there's a lot of laundry going. There's 200 kids in the orphanage. So there's a lot of laundry to do. So one thing we'll be able to do is work alongside them, cooking, doing laundry, plus a lot of the other maintenance things that need to happen. There's a lot of maintenance. This, for example, this is the pavilion in the center of the orphanage. It's a very rough concrete floor, very rough, very difficult to keep clean, and Predestin wants to pour concrete on that to make it a smooth floor. It'll be much, much easier to maintain and keep clean that way. So that's one of the projects. This is the roof in the school rooms. There are no lights in it, and so electricity needs to be run so that they can put lights up in those rooms. That's one of the projects that can be done. So we're looking for those who are skilled in electrical work. This is in a schoolroom right there. You see what you're looking at there? There's a student right there, and right behind him is all that wire going on. Okay, so that needs to be run through conduit, things like that. So that's another one of the project. This is the roof in the girls' dorm. It needs electrical wiring as well for lights in the girls' dorm. They have a couple of long extension cords running, but they need it to be run in the right way. This is the shower room. It needs plumbing. Right now they're using buckets, but they need plumbing for the shower room. So that is also another project. This is the roof in the boys' dorm. So that's the kind of repair things that need to happen. Electrical, drywall, windows. Many of the windows are broken. This window is in the boys' dorm. It's right, you know, boys' beds are right next to this. All that glass, that broken glass right there. And he wants to replace the windows and also put grates around them so they don't get broken so easily. So many projects that need to happen in the orphanage. Just other general repair stuff. There's a lot of kids there. It gets a lot of use. Those kids are there 24/7, and there's 200 kids in this place. So it gets a lot of use. And that's just another around the door going into the boys' dorm, stuff that just gets worn and weathered, things like that. So then on Saturday, I went up to the property where they're going to build the second orphanage. And it's beautiful up there. It's just absolutely beautiful. He's got about an acre of land up there, and he's going to build the second orphanage up there. And what he's going to use it for is for the high school students. He wants to create a vocational school up there. He says in Haiti, so many children, they go to school and they get their education, but they can't do anything. And he says he wants to teach these kids vocations, skills, like masonry, electrical, all that kind of stuff. And he's going to teach them there in that school. So he's very ambitious. He's very, very ambitious. He's got a great vision for it. These are pillars that Predestin himself built. Those are markers for where the wall around the property is going to be. That wall is going to be built with stone from right there on the property. These are stones from the property. There's a lot more like that, okay? And a lot of stones. So the wall will look something like that around the property. Very, very common to have stone walls in Haiti. So this is a very typical picture of Haiti. You see all the different kinds of houses, the tin roofs. You look right in the center there. Might be a little difficult to see it, but that's a kind of a tent right in the middle. People are living that house. Their house is a combination of tarps and tin, and that's how they live. You know, this is right out the window of the hotel where we were staying, La Pepiniere. You can't see it all too well, but you look at the street there. It was a river during the hurricane. We got dumped on with a lot of rain. The winds were not an issue, but the streets were a river there. And where we were was about 150 miles from the eye of the hurricane. So there was never any real danger to us. This little guy, while I was at the orphanage, he just came up and latched onto my leg and wouldn't let go. So I took a picture of him. And so I just thought I'd let you know he'll probably be latching onto your leg if you go down next summer too. So there's a lot of little kids like this. They're looking for love and attention. And it'll be a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to go and minister to the kids, maybe teach them English, maybe VBS, do some maintenance work around there, maybe help build the wall at the new property, or if they're even beyond that, other things to do. So the information meeting will be tonight after the baptism at the Wombles. So we'll have plenty of information for you in terms of dates, costs, and all of that sort of thing. So if you are interested in this, then I encourage you to come to the information meeting tonight at the Wombles. Very good. Would you stand with me now and let's